Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family. Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort at State Road 28 and 29 or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Back at it with Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Again, Party Line presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, Marchand's Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. The online telecast, thanks to Town & Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day & Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Thank you to all of those folks that help us bring you Party Line every day, and we appreciate you being with us as well. We thank Marchand's for being our small business spotlight sponsor, and today we have Ellis Jewelers. Cindy from Ellis Jewelers is with us today. A couple of Cindy's in the room.
Yay. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
I wanted to start, you guys just wrapped up an anniversary sale. What year was it?
109th.
109
yes.
years. And it's so funny. I used to love when I was little. Going into Ellis was like a big deal for me as a child, going
yes.
in there. I mean, did everybody have that experience?
I think
loved
a lot
it.
Of people did. We have a lot of people that come in that say they came in with their parents and their grandparents, and they loved coming in there.
Oh, yeah. That was a highlight, especially of the holidays.
You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for me, still, one of the highlights of the holidays is when you get a gift or you're giving a gift with the bow.
Yes, we wrap every gift that's purchased at our store, and we have the special Ellis sticker on it also.
Who knew that bow would be such a thing, though, over the year?
Is,
I mean,
yes.
It really is.
It is.
But you guys have a little special bow thing that makes it
we
just
do.
Perfect.
We do. It cuts it for us, but we have to undo it. We have to fluff it out, so we
it's
cheat
like
a little bit
it's
with
like
the cutting.
It's like you've done that a million times
yes.
or something. It's probably not as exciting to you as it is to us.
They are pretty, though. We like them to look pretty.
They do. Yeah. Well, the anniversary sale went went well, but you guys have so much going on here during the holiday season. As a sponsor of one of our 12 Days of Christmas as well, we appreciate that. But we wanted you to have a chance to talk about what you guys have in the store for the holidays, because people think of you for jewelry, but really you have a lot more.
We do have a lot more. We do have the jewelry. We have ear piercing now also
available. We're back
piercing? We're back to ear piercing again.
I would like you to know
older.
These ears got pierced at Ellis Jewelers when I was 12 years old.
Yes, we're going back at it again. So we're bringing that. We do have some Christmas decor that's for sale, some Santas and little Grinch items, and there are more up there than just the jewelry, but we do have a lot of pretty jewelry, too.
You do have a lot of pretty jewelry, so let's talk about some of the jewelry as well, because obviously you have diamonds, but, I mean, there's everything now.
We do. We have sterling silver. We have stainless steel. There's just a lot of variety of metals that we have and price ranges that we have.
Do you see that people are looking for, you know, when I was younger, I used to remember gold and silver. And now we see titanium, there's any things that come in, especially for men. Mm-hmm. There are black bands. I don't even know what those are made out of now.
Carbon fiber.
A lot of
them. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's ceramic also. So there are a lot of different things, especially for men's jewelry to pick from.
Rose gold is a big one also.
Sure. And I think when people think of Ellis Jewelers, they think, oh, I got to get something for the woman in my life. In fact, though, there are a lot of things for men. I know my brother got his a money clip there and some other things. So talk about, there are gifts for men there, too.
Yes, there are. We have chains. We have crosses. We have other symbolic pendants that are on chains, some fish, some just other type of things that men would wear.
Sure, yeah, and things that maybe a woman might not think of, but the thing that makes those things so nice is that you can also do some special engraving and personalize those a bit.
Yes, we can.
So tell us about personalization.
Well, we do have an in-house jeweler, Brady Posey. He's been there for over 25 years, and he does all the engraving for us, and we have, like, baby silverware that you can get engraved, a baby cup, some piggy banks that can be engraved. You can get ID bracelets engraved, little charms engraved. There's a variety of things.
There are. But I also want you, since we're talking about that side of the building, I'm going through there mentally, those little clocks.
Yes, we do have
some
little clocks.
Talk about those cool little clocks.
Yeah, we have a lot of little clocks that are just like desktop clocks, and there are different things. There's like a van from the 70s that and have surfboard on top of it. There's a lighthouse. There's different cars, different airplanes, motorcycles, things in the kitchen for women. There's some cooking utensils. There's like a barber chair. There's a lot of variety.
And they're just cute and little. I love those.
Yes.
And some of them have some color to them.
They do.
But I just think those are so unique. And those are definitely specific. You know, if you have somebody that's kind of hard to purchase for, that might be
a
cool little thing.
Yes, that's a good go-to gift.
It is. So we have those little clocks, like we call the desk clocks. But you also have some very beautiful.
We do have some larger clocks, the Seiko musical clocks that are always really pretty, that play the music on the hour. And you can change it to play Christmas music during the Christmas holidays and then switch it back. And it also has a little item in it that tells you when it's daylight and nighttime, so it won't play during the night.
Oh, sure. So it doesn't
like
wake you up.
It has a sensor in there. Right.
Cindy from Ellis Jewelers is our guest on Party Line today. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yes. They're pretty neat. Some of the numbers move on them, move around while the music's playing, and then they come back together. So there's a lot of different ones.
Those are great gifts, especially for, like, I think grandparents. And
yes.
You know, grandparents are so hard to buy for.
They are. And we do have clocks also that you can get little engravings on them also.
Mm-hmm.
So we sell a lot of those for anniversaries or birthdays or retirements.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a lot of, you know, you talked about grandparents. You have a lot of things for grandmothers, charms and stuff. You can put together necklaces or bracelets or whatever, family tree type things. As I know, I love the one that I got that has my grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
It has their initials and then their birthstone, and it's just one of those that you can just keep adding the charms to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Those are nice.
You have quite a bit of that stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I like about Ellis A, it's right here in my community, and I love that. I love that I can take it there and know it's going to stay there and not be shipped off somewhere to have something
right.
done to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I've heard horror stories where, you know, diamonds weren't the same diamonds that were sent and things like that. But I'm one of those folks that have had a couple of things handed down to me, and I don't quite know what to do with them. But if I bring them to Ellis, you guys can help me create something else, because
something
in
different.
One case, my grandma's diamonds, each of the girls, the grandchildren got a diamond. So we would need something created, but you guys can sit down and help us figure that out.
Exactly. Yes. Either we can do it with a different mounting, change it from a ring to a pendant, things like that, or Brady can also help design.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you get those things. And so it looked great on my grandma. I just don't want that style anymore.
Right.
So this is a great way for people to still have the base part, you know, the diamond, or maybe it was a ruby or whatever it is, the stone,
mm-hmm.
and then create something that fits more to today's personality, I'll say.
Yes,
like that.
I did that myself. I upgraded my wedding ring, and I had a wrap on my old one, and I had four diamonds. I have four granddaughters, so I took the diamonds and made each one of them a little solitaire diamond ring to give to them on their 16th birthday.
That's awesome. What a great idea.
Yeah, so you can also pass some of those things down if you don't want them just for yourself anymore, if you
sure.
have plenty to change. And so I did that for the girls. I have one of them that has turned 16, and she got hers. The other ones are in the safe waiting for them to turn 16.
Oh, so they know it's coming. I like that. It's
yeah.
a little bit of a tease.
Yes. At least their moms know. I don't know if they know yet, but the moms know.
The moms know, yes. Absolutely. So talk about some of the other things that are unique in that store that maybe would be something for somebody that's hard to buy for here at the holidays.
Oh, gosh. We have plenty of earrings and pendants, and there are the mama chic things like you talked about, the little necklaces that you can put your children or grandchildren or both birthstones on. We have mother's rings, which getting kind of close to ordering for that for the time to be over, but that's something you can think about for Valentine's Day or Mother's Day for next year.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cool things that go through that store. Have you ever gone through and be like, that is one of the coolest things I've seen come through here?
I have lots of times seen those. Yes, there's some beautiful things that came from that store years ago that were styled at that store. And I see them and I'm like, oh, I wish I was here during that time because they are so cool. And you know, people love to hear that you love the jewelry that they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always do compliment them on their jewelry because there are some really pretty items out there. And a lot of them came from us.
Well, and I do, as you know, Cindy's been so good to me because a couple of years ago, I collect Santas for a friend and I get them at Ellis. And I went back and forth. I got one. I went back and forth for, do I get that one or not, and didn't. And then I kicked myself forever.
I know, and that's the problem. We do have layaway, though, so that can help in that situation.
Sure.
You can put an item in layaway for 10% down, and you can make monthly payments of at least $10 a month for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that time to pay it off.
And now I've started, so I got my Santa for this year that I need to take and get delivered. But now the Grinches I had not seen. Are those new this year?
No, they're not new.
Oh,
we
really?
Have had them, yes.
Okay, well, so
yes.
Now I've started somebody else.
Else, yes. And we can get some more of those for her.
The Grinch Path,
yes.
A younger person.
Mm-hmm.
And so each year, then we'll get them a little Grinch, and so we start the collection. And I just think it's a really cool way to, you know, get them something that they can continue to set out. But it's neat to say, well, I got this one back in this year, and I got this one in this year. And it's also a remembrance of what was kind of going on in your life at that time.
Right. And this year, I kind of threw this in there. I like to craft, and so I've been taking some old jewelry and making pictures out of them and selling them through the store.
What?
Yes, I thought it would be really cool to have the old jewelry in
yes.
with the new items, and so I've started selling it through the store there.
That's a great idea.
Yes, it's fun. It takes time, but it's
fun.
Oh,
I bet. I bet. So here we are at the holidays, and you mentioned layaway, and you also mentioned that it might be getting a little late. How long do folks have to order something if they want to, or when should they start thinking about layaway? Is that like the day after Christmas? I mean, it's too late now for layaway, correct?
They can still put it in layaway. If they want it for Christmas, they have up till, you know, December 24th to get it out.
Okay.
You know, if they don't have the money right, you know, at the beginning of the month, but they're going to at the end, they can definitely do that too. But
if they're afraid they'll lose it if they take it home.
Yes, or they can't hide it. Like, they're afraid that they're going to find it. So they're like, we'd rather it just stay here in the store. So we're like, yeah, we'll keep it for you.
Yeah.
So, yes, the layaways can really start any time depending on, you know, when you want the gift. Some people don't leave it in for a year. Mm-hmm. They don't need that much time. But we do offer a year for them as long as they're making at least the $10 payments a month.
Absolutely. And that's great, by the way, you know, if somebody's thinking about getting engaged, I mean, that's a great way to do it. Plus, if you can't get the, don't want to take the ring home yet, again.
Right.
And do you see a lot of people, engagement rings going out this time of the year?
We do. We have, I have some customers that have them in layaway right now. And so we do see a lot coming out. Sometimes they want to change it up. They know that their girlfriend might expect it at Christmas, and they don't want them to know when it's coming, so they'll wait till a little bit different time. Sometimes New Year's is a good time for that, too. Valentine's Day is always a good time.
Sure.
But sometimes they just like to just pop the question whenever. They don't want it on a holiday.
I do think it's neat when people get engravings on the back of their rings, too.
Yes.
Like just something that's special. And I think that's neat. And you guys do that as well, engraving on that. And we mentioned some of the other things like the baby spoon and those things. And those are always cool because, again, where else are you going to get that but Ellis?
Right. And a lot of the women like engraving on their husband's ring so they'll remember their anniversary. They have no reason to forget it. It's engraved in your ring.
It's odd. In my relationship, I'm the one that forgets. Yes. My husband remembers.
And this year, we're also going to decorate the alley. I don't know if you guys came up during Halloween, but we had a lot of decorations out there for Halloween. And this year, we're also going to do it for Christmas. So come by, look in the Ellis Alley. We're looking for some artists, too, to make pictures, Christmas pictures, winter scene pictures to put out there. So if there's any artist out there, contact the store, and we'll get the boards for you. And we'd be more than happy to have you put something out there and let others enjoy it.
So is it out there now?
All the Christmas stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We're starting it. It's not all out there yet.
Okay.
And we're accepting Christmas pictures or winter pictures, you know, starting whenever they can come up and get a board and they can get it done in a week or two. We'll have it put out there for Christmas. But there's going to be a lot of pretty things out there. Come down, get some family pictures around the decorations. And I want some to take home myself because there's some really cool ones.
That is the nice thing in your job. You get to see stuff first.
Yes, I do. Or pick some of them out, too.
Talk about the hours during the holidays here and when you'll be open for folks.
We are open 9 to 6 during the week and 9 to 5 on Saturdays.
That's plenty of time.
Yes.
I mean, you do have some nice hours for folks because we always find some stores, well, I work those times, but you guys do give folks time too.
Yes, we try to stay open past 5 so people can get there after work.
And what's Christmas Eve look like for you folks?
We are still open the 9 to 5.
Okay. So I hate to, I don't want to mention last minute shoppers because
we have a lot.
I was going to say, I encourage you not to wait to the last minute, but if you do, Cindy would be willing to help you at Ellis Jewelers.
Yes, we will be there.
Clear up to about 4:59
yes,
on
and then
Christmas
we're gone.
Eve. Although she would like to be going out the door at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she knows Larry really well.
We do have a lot of people. We're busy in the mornings, it seems like. By the time afternoon hits, people are starting their Christmases, and we're not as busy, but we are there if you need to show up at a little bit before 5. We can take care of you and wrap it up for you.
Well, the other thing, and this just occurred to me, one of the things I like that you do is kind of keep track of people's, I'll call it, quote, accounts. A friend of mine, she said, my husband just took it in, my ring in, and they knew exactly what to do. He didn't have, you know, because sometimes when you're trying to give someone details, well, he said, just look it up, you'll know, and you guys can do that.
We can do that, and we also have a wish list, too. So if women would like to come in, shop for themselves, we can put those items on a wish list. There's no obligation. It's just for people that's coming in that might want to buy you a gift. If you want to give your significant other, just say, go into Ellis Jewelers. I have a wish list. Pick from it. I love everything that's on it.
Yes.
Or mothers do it for kids, too, and that type of thing.
Sure. Your taste may not be the same as your significant other.
Right. Sometimes their taste isn't as good as yours is, and you know what you like,
right.
And then they know that you like it.
And then you're not hurting anyone's feelings
by
saying, I don't like this.
Yes, I don't like it.
Which I don't know how you couldn't like anything from Ellis, but
exactly, that's all the
styles.
Other stores.
That's right. Well, just the style is what we mean.
Yes.
So you guys do such a wide range of things, and Ellis Jewelers is right on the square in downtown Frankfort. And again, I just feel like we're so lucky to have someone in a gemologist.
Yes.
And a repair shop.
Right.
I mean, are there many repair shops around?
I don't think there's a lot anymore. A lot they have to send off.
That's what I would.
So we are very fortunate.
And that has to be an interesting career in itself, because how many people can say, I repair gyms and watches. And
he does a great job.
Yes. I mean, I take something in and bada bing, bada boom, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. And we can repair almost anything. I mean, there are some things that we can't, you
sure.
know, but bring it in. Let us look at it. If we can't decide whether it can be fixed, we can let him look at it. And he makes that decision on whether he can do it or not.
Do you do appraisals?
We do.
Is that a big, I mean...
It is for insurance reasons.
That's what
sometimes,
I wondered.
And sometimes for estates, if
okay.
people are dividing things up and they need to know what they're worth. So, yes, we do appraisals also.
Anything with coins, do you do?
We do not do
okay.
coins.
All right, yeah. That seems like that would be not nearly as fun as appraisals.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, what else can you tell us about Ellis Jewelers here at the Holidays?
Well, we just really love to work with you. We like to help pick out items for your person. And we have a great staff that will be more than happy to help you with whatever you need. A lot of people have no idea, but then we can kind of ask some questions and kind of lead you towards something that we think might work for you.
Well, it is funny you say that, because you folks, and I'm not trying to age any of us, but you've been there a long time. And Mike's been there, obviously, forever. That is nice knowing that you guys really know your stuff.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like sometimes if you go to a mall store, that's just anybody walking in off the street that could be doing that job.
Yes.
They don't
yes.
know maybe that's the cut, carat, clarity, you know, how
mm-hmm.
how many C's are there, 7 C's or something, 6 C's, whatever
yes.
they are. They may not know them all and or really know about the product.
Cut, clarity, and color.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's only three. I was adding
are the
more.
Main ones. There might be some more. I'm not sure. It's early. Those are the main ones.
We'll let that slide.
Yeah, those are the main ones.
Well, just a reminder, folks, that if you would like to get your child, grandchild, niece, nephew, anyone else, go into Ellis Jewelers. You can get the kids signed up there for the children's 12 days of Christmas as well, and maybe win that bike that's there or at our other sponsor locations as well. And we appreciate what you do for our community. It's nice to have you there. Is the Grinch hand out there this year?
No, it's not out there this year.
I remember
yes,
there was the wind one time demolished
yeah.
it, didn't it?
Well, and it broke some they broke some windows. Some things broke the windows in the wind, so we've kind of toned that down a little bit with the hanging stuff out front. So this Indiana weather kind of ruined
that. Doggone weather has a way of doing that to us.
Yes, and we also are having a giveaway in the store that we have bought items from area businesses and from the people at the farmer's market, and we're giving away a couple bags a week. On every Saturday, we had a couple during our anniversary sale, and we're going to give a couple away on Saturdays each week until December 20th. So come in and sign up. There's no obligation.
That's what I was going to say. There's no, you don't
no.
have to buy anything
no.
to come and sign up.
No, we're
up.
Not going to call you every week or anything like that.
You're not going to be put on a phone list.
No, you're not. We just want to help other businesses around town to get their items out there and let people see what they offer.
Mm-hmm. What does it take for... to be a gemologist?
Oh, geez, you're going to have to ask Michael that. He had to go to school.
Well, so that's what I wondered.
Yes,
he does
did.
Have
yes,
to.
Yes, he went to college.
It's not just some guy that
no.
he's done this for a while, so that makes him a gemologist. But he has
right,
to go
yes,
to
yes.
do schooling.
Exactly.
That would be kind of cool, too.
Yes. Huh. You learn a lot, but I'm not one, so I can't do all that.
No,
but I can look
there.
At the pretty stuff and pass it on to him.
That's what we would all do.
Yes.
All right. Well, Cindy, we appreciate it. Cindy at Ellis Jewelers, Stop by, say hi. She knows her stuff. She's well-versed on everything in the store, and it's fun to go in there, and be sure to have them wrap it as well, because you get that cool bow and then the Ellis Jewelers sticker right there on the package as well, which is also very cool.
Yes, and I just want to thank the community for coming in and supporting us every year. We have a great town here. Even people out of town come in, and it's hard for a business to say they've been in business for 109 years. So it's an honor to serve everybody in the community, and we want to thank them for using Ellis Jewelers.
Well, we appreciate you. I can't tell you, this ring I have on was repaired there. Got cracked, and you guys have repaired this ring, and there are so many things that I've gotten there. But again, not only is the quality there, I like having it close to home. So if I have something like this, I can come in and say, hey, can you guys help me with this? And then to have a gemologist right there, somebody that can do appraisals right there, and then someone that can repair jewelry or watches or whatever it is. Again, I think that is incredible too. That's
It is.
Yeah.
And what do you do with these antique things? Well, you take them to Ellis and they'll help you figure it out. Or you could create something of your very own. And people can pick out their own stone, correct, and design?
Yes, they can.
So they can create it from the ground up if you're...
Yes, they can.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah. My mother's ring came from there. Her original engagement ring came from there. And then when they celebrated, I think, 40th anniversary, Dad took her engagement ring. You know, she was mad. She could not find that thing. She had no idea what had happened to it, because she would take them off doing dishes and stuff. Well, he managed to get a hold of it, and
that's
took it up
sneaky.
To Ellis.
I like that.
Yeah, Dad had his moments. but he took her ring up, and there's four of us kids, so he added diamonds to it and had Ellis redesign her ring and then gave it to her for their 40th anniversary.
That's awesome.
So, and I have that. My grandmother's ring came from there. I have it. And my aunt's ring came from there, and I have it. I have all three of them.
Do you hear stories like that all the time, though?
We do hear a lot of stories like that, and we love to hear that. And we know how much those mean to each person that has them, that it's not the value of the money, but it's the sentimental value that means so much.
It does.
Well, that's like I was talking about, you know, the gifts for men and everything. My dad, you were talking about tie tacks. My dad, you guys actually designed one for him. My mom had one made for him that is I want to call it a father's tie tack, because it has not only his stone and mom's stone, like in circumference in the middle, but then on the outside of that, all four of us kids.
Yeah, that would be like a family tie tack then. Yeah. That's great.
I wanted to talk about the lab-made diamonds as well. Do you carry those?
We do.
Can you give us some information about lab-made diamonds? Because here's the thing. I can't tell the difference.
No, they do a really good job with the lab diamonds now. They have taken everything that they know how diamonds are growing in the ground and do it in a lab now. So you can get more bang for your buck on those. A lot of people still like the idea that I have a diamond that has grown for years and years and years, and this is how it turned out, and it's special. But some people don't. And so this is a different alternative for them that looks like a diamond. People really can't tell the difference by looking at it.
You cannot tell.
No.
I know someone very close to me got a ring, and the base of the ring came from a grandparent, but it did not have a stone. And the stone was large, and they ended up getting a lab-grown diamond.
Mm-hmm.
I could not tell that it was a lab-grown diamond.
No, you cannot.
It
and a lot of
really
people
good.
Want to start out kind of with that because the cost is less, and then they could upgrade in later years and get a mined diamond that, you know, comes from the ground and has grown for years and years and years. And some people might not. You know, the younger generation kind of just wants big items for their money.
Sure.
And you can get a larger stone that way.
Cindy from Ellis Jewelers is our guest today. And Mel, you had mentioned the tie tacks. It's funny because I do think there's some resurgence of those things that,
oh, yeah.
Kids used, like my son, he was asking about cufflinks. He had to dress up for a wedding and was getting, he's like, do we have any cufflinks? And I'm like, I do. I mean, I had to dig them out. They were my dad's. But then he was like, these are cool. So are you seeing a resurgence of some of those things that kind of went away for a while?
A little bit, yeah. But mostly for special occasions that they want them. I mean, people don't wear ties to work as much anymore either. Mm-hmm. They don't wear the suit and the tie anymore.
Yeah.
They wear a dress shirt. So for special occasions, we do get that, you know, request for those, and we can get those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the dress shirts don't. it's rare to find dress shirts that have the French cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're almost like a specialty thing. But yeah, I've got those too.
Mm-hmm.
I kept everything because all of our stuff came from Ellis's.
We appreciate that.
I mean, I spent my whole childhood, I can remember just standing in front of the wrapping table.
Yes.
Yeah, I would watch.
Yeah, while Mom and Dad and everybody else were shopping, I was sitting there and I would just watch.
It's so funny. We would stand and watch them wrap gifts.
Yeah.
And at Bruno's when we were kids, we'd stand out there
and watch them make pieces.
Yeah. There were all these little things that bring... And the shoe store that had the little shoe thing that would... shine your shoes, you push the button, and it would... Yes!
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you'd go in there and push that.
Yeah, that's where you went and got your Buster Browns.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Or you'd go to Kearns to get Hush Puppies.
Exactly.
Yeah, those two brands stuck in my brain, but yeah.
Oh, we're aging ourselves now, aren't we?
Hey, Kearns was the first store in Clinton County, shoe store, to get athletic shoes. Well, I take that back, because... Kids had Converse. They had the Converse, canvas ones. But they had Pumas, leather Pumas, the suede ones, the first ones that ever came out. And I got a pair.
as long as I can remember, Ellis has been in that spot. Was it ever in another spot?
It was in another spot.
Where was it before?
It was around the corner, kind of where Little Miss Cupcake in that area.
Oh, okay.
Behind the camera shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's before my time.
Before my time, too. I don't remember
I don't remember that either. I remember the camera shop, but I do not remember Ellis's. Ellis's has always been where it's at.
Right, I don't know how many years it was in the other spot. You'd have to ask Michael or Carolyn. They would probably know, but I do know it was around the corner.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's in a great spot now. I encourage you to stop by Ellis Jewelers on the Square in downtown Frankfort if you need some last-minute shopping. Again, folks, they will be open until 5 o'clock Christmas Eve. Don't wait, though. Get in there now.
We'll get it all ready for
you. There you go. And I did the other day. I just said, hey, can I stop back by and pick this up? I paid for it, and sure enough, I came back. They had everything ready to go, and I just popped in, and it was all gift-wrapped and everything, and I was on my way again.
So. We're more than happy to do that for everyone.
Yes, thank you so much just for being here, for giving us a place locally where I know that my jewelry, especially my heirloom pieces like Mel and I were talking about, aren't being shipped off somewhere, that it's still going to be my grandma's piece when I get it back. Whatever. So we appreciate you serving our community.
So thank you.
Cindy from Ellis Jewelers, again, a sponsor of our 12 Days of Christmas. So stop in and get your kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, whoever registered for the prizes there at Ellis Jewelers. And thank you so much for joining us.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right. Merry Christmas. Shan will be in tomorrow with another edition of Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.